this is one of those things that the USDA does from time to time. They use that feed-in residual as a way to kind of offset or adjust the numbers, because we can track everything else so much easier. The feed-in residual becomes a little bit of a pencil whip. So this is where the bearishness in the corn number comes in at. This was a little bit of a head scratcher, because it basically says that our feed-in residual was down about 26%.